Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
It just feels like we're kind of watching Liverpool now in a bit of transition where, you know, it's probably what we expected when Slot first came in, you know, that there to be a drop off.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on off the ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, one of the latest from the Ireland camp with the players training for the first time ahead of their World Cup qualifier away to Portugal. We'll hear from one of the brightest young Irish managers in the English Football League, and we'll look ahead to the opening night of the Women's Champions League with holders Arsenal in action. But first, Heimir Hallgrímsson's Ireland squad trained today in Abbottstown. Evan Ferguson didn't take part in the session after missing Roma's win over Fiorentina on Sunday. He was named on the bench for that game but didn't feature, and manager Gianpiero Gasperini said after the match it was due to an ankle injury. The update today from the Ireland camp was that it was precautionary more than anything. Although he didn't train earlier, he could still be okay for Saturday's game in Lisbon. Dundee United defender Will Ferry was part of the training as well after receiving his first call-up, with Sammy Smodics and Callum O'Dowd both set to miss the qualifiers against Portugal and Armenia. 24-year-old Ferry has played for Ireland at under-19 and under-21 level. He's been rewarded for his form in the Scottish Premiership since his move from Cheltenham Town last season. Meanwhile, O'Dowd, now at Robbie Keane's Ferencváros, was set to make his return to the squad, but he came off injured in their Europa League win over Genk last week. Smodics came off late on for Ipswich in the East Anglian Derby win over Norwich on Sunday. Troy Parra trained with the rest of the squad after making his comeback from a knee injury for Alkmaar on Sunday, and he spoke to the media today.
I feel good. I'm progressing really well, so... Yeah, I think at this stage I just have to take it day by day and see where I end up when the game on Saturday comes around. Of course, I'd love to play. I'm going to do everything I can to try and be available for the game. I think at this stage that I'm at, we just have to wait and see.
Last night on the football show, Mick McCarthy joined Will O'Callaghan and they spoke about their fears for the upcoming international window against Portugal and Armenia and why players like Nathan Collins and Josh Cullen can't replicate their club form for the national team.
Watch Josh Cullen yesterday, for example, right? You know, he plays completely differently for Burnley and he's far more involved. He plays, and he's far more progressive and safer, I would say, on the ball and everything like that. And he just plays completely differently for Ireland. Nathan Collins, we've mentioned before, plays completely differently for Brentford than he does for Ireland. We have a talent deficit at the moment that we probably never had in the history of our senior team. But we're also not getting the most out of them. Mm. We're really not. And we saw that in clarity against Armenia the last time, because that team, who aren't as good as us on paper or in ranking or in any other metric you want to put to it, played us off the park. And that shouldn't happen. Again, that's not about us not having the players. That's about us not playing well enough with the players we have.
Yeah, I don't see Ireland getting more than a point from this window.
You don't see us beating Armenia at home?
No, not after the away game.
Well, that's a grim.
It's not that Armenia are great, but like Armenia were able to pass the ball around, and maybe in Yerevan they're better than they are when they come to Dublin.
I think you take each game. I think the game got away from Ireland, to be honest. I thought that there was the longer it went on, the lack of confidence really showed in every game. It's not to be quoting a fake John Giles by saying that you have to take each game on its merits, but you really do. I think each game is an individual setup, to be honest.
Remember to listen to all our football coverage on demand. Sign up in your OTB Football podcast feed and go to offtheball.com/join for more information. Speaking of our football coverage, on today's Green Scene with Matthew Brennan on Off the Ball Breakfast, the current Barnet manager Dean Brennan joined Matthew, Ger Gilroy and Colin Buhig on the show. The London club are 11th in League 2 after promotion from the National League last season under the Dubliner. He told the lads he always knew that he'd go into coaching.
Were you always going to be a manager?
Yeah, I think I knew quite young. Yeah, I was always tactically astute. I had a football brain as a player.
I probably have too much to say at times in the changing room, which managers wouldn't like. But yes, and I love coaching. I love helping and developing players. I say to every player individually, if I don't make you a better player by the time you've walked with me, then I haven't done my job. And a better person, I think that's important as well. There is some players where you just don't get on. There's some players that don't like me. There's some players I don't like. But that's just a professional. That's just the way it is. But we're always honest with them. Our door's always open. There's no doubt there'll be a few of them knocking on my door this morning, looking why I'm not in the team and stuff like that. So, but I want that. I want that confrontation. I think it's important. Yeah. I don't want people to be yes men. I want people to show us their personality, and I want them to be themselves. I think that's vital.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. As it is budget day today, Irish football have been campaigning for a slice of the pie. During the summer, Will Clark, the League of Ireland development manager and the League of Ireland clubs, presented to the government why they desperately need funding to help develop players in their academies. They were initially looking for funding of €8 million over 2 years to be invested into the clubs across the entirety of the country. It's believed they get €3 million a year to invest in League of Ireland academies. The full amount requested was intended for each club to operate 26 underage academies and hire a minimum of 3 full-time staff each. You'll find out more this evening on the news round from 7:00 on your radios with Owen Sheehan. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wayne Rooney's backing Ruben Amorim to put a disappointing start to life as Manchester United manager behind him. They beat Sunderland at the weekend to record their third win from 7 matches in the Premier League this season. All 3 of those wins have come at Old Trafford. United's all-time top scorer Rooney says they have to go on a winning run now.
4, 5, 6, 7 games in a row, and that's what obviously gets you up the table. And for Amorim, listen, time will tell. We hope it does, because as I said, he is a really good young manager. What we've seen so far doesn't tell us that, but listen, he'll be doing everything he can to try and turn that around.
Former Liverpool defender Jurel Kwanzaa says he's desperate to make his mark with the England squad for their upcoming games against Wales and Latvia. The Bayer Leverkusen player is yet to make his senior international debut, but Thomas Tuchel has included him in his latest squad. Kwanzaa says he's got a clear goal in mind.
I'm not going to hide the fact that obviously it'll be unbelievable to make that World Cup squad, and the fact that I'm here and being able to try and train and show what I'm capable of in front of him day in, day out, it's always a positive.
Jordan James says he'll be bursting with pride when he walks out with Wales at Wembley on Thursday. The on-loan Leicester midfielder represented England at youth level, but he'll line up against them in the friendly after deciding to switch allegiances, and he says he's no regrets.
When I play for Wales, I don't get that feeling anywhere else. It's hard to explain. It's so much pride and so much passion when I play for Wales. I just knew it was right.
Scotland assistant manager Stephen Naismith says the regularity of international weeks is actually helping the side form a stronger bond. The World Cup qualifying campaign saw them play matches last month, and this week they'll face Greece and Belarus. They'll also get back together next month, and Naismith says it allows them to build momentum.
The structure of the campaign being over 3 months it feels like you were in camp not so long ago, which was great. That camp, I think, serves a brilliant purpose, not only for where everybody's feeling was before it, but the optimism to be able to get to a World Cup.
Gary McAllister says it would be difficult for Steven Gerrard to turn down the chance to return to Rangers. The former England midfielder has been linked with the vacant job after Russell Martin was sacked over the weekend. Gerrard was most recently in charge of Saudi club Al Ettifaq, but he won the Scottish Premiership at Ibrox in 2021. McAllister, who was Gerrard's assistant, says it's an intriguing prospect.
We had a wonderful time there. You know, we really enjoyed our time there. Steven did an amazing job to get that 55th title. And he's always going to be linked with Glasgow Rangers. He loved his time up there.
Arsenal manager Rene Slager says they're ready to start from scratch as they begin the defence of their Women's Champions League title tonight. They host the 8-time winners Lyon in their first match of the league phase. Arsenal aren't in good form, though. They failed to win in the last 3 matches in the WSL. But Slager says success comes down to fine margins.
I think if you look across the both the squad and the group of staff, there's some really energetic people, so give them a good stage so they can bring what they bring when we need it, and that's all those small things that you look at.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Barcelona are at home to Bayern Munich, and Paris FC host Belgian side Leuven. Juventus and Benfica kick off at 5:45. And UEFA says it has reluctantly approved two requests to play domestic league games abroad. The fixture between Villarreal and Barcelona in La Liga can now go ahead in Miami in December, while AC Milan and Como have been given the green light to play their Serie A match in Perth in February. UEFA says the decision is not setting a precedent, and they want to work with FIFA to ensure league football is played on home soil going forward. No regular season league matches in European football have been staged abroad. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.